a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, it's Friday. Fry-yay. And this is Pep Talk with Meg. And it's time for Boat Smart, which is one of my favorite segments of the week. And I always look forward to Fridays because we have our guest from Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Bill Kidman is here. Kidwell is here. He is the service manager. And Stefan Schmidt, who is a Marine Service instructor with Georgetown Technical College. And the two of them make quite a pair, let me tell you.
Yeah, we do. You never know what we're going to say.
Never know. I keep my hand right on that mute button.
That's just right, in case. Yeah, just mute me every once in a while.
Just about every 10 seconds,
we'll be good.
So good morning, guys. What's new in the boating world?
Good morning. The sun is shining out there.
It's what's trying, new.
It's getting warmer.
Yeah. At least this weekend, however.
I plan on taking the boat out tomorrow for a little couple hours. Yeah,
okay.
Probably about a midday run, just see how she goes. I hadn't been out in a while, but I plan on doing that tomorrow, get her uncovered and see what she looks like and...
There you go.
Splasher. See what happens.
Go.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now's the time if you're getting ready for spring to bring the boat in, right, to Key Marine and have them take a look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They can bring it by any time. We're getting to boats like within a day or two now with the added technicians there.
Well, that's great. So there's really not much of a wait.
There's not.
That's awesome. Okay, well, let's talk about Key Marine.
Yeah, Key Marine Center is our sponsor. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road. I actually got that memorized now.
I thought you might have.
850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com. Check out their website for all the deals and stuff. They're revamping that website, making it a little bit easier to deal with and look through and make sure and staying up to date. Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox Diesel Outboard, Merc Cruiser, Repower Center, and they can service all that product for you. Make sure that you're good to go as we come into the new boating season this year, which is February 20th right now. March is right upon
us.
Gosh,
isn't it something?
You know,
yeah.
Time moves on pretty quick, and you better get your boat ready. So take it out there to Key Marine Center out there on Bower Road and get that service scheduled, get it checked out, get the oil changed, check your batteries, all that stuff. You know, you got to have all that done before you get in the water. It's always better to be safe than sorry, right?
That's right.
So, yeah.
The title of the show is Boat Smart.
Boat
so that
smart.
Means this is an opportunity for you in the next half hour to text in your questions, 850-437-1620. It is called the Pensacola Expert Panel for a reason, and we by far have two very serious experts here.
About 90 years worth of expertise in here, all
between
the way from the bottom
of
the boat to the inside of the boat, so we can handle all your questions. And if we can't, we got Google, so we'll work it out.
We've got a research department.
That's right.
Something we didn't have when we first started.
Exactly.
Sure.
We used to have phones, and we'd call each other, and phones were attached to a desk. And we didn't even have cell phones back then. And I remember times where we'd call another dealership, and I'd talk to some technician friends, because we were all tight-knit back then, weren't we, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, it used to be a little tight-knit community, all the dealerships in town.
You'd come up on a problem you didn't know, and
you'd
call somebody else.
And then we hung out on the weekends and stuff sometimes. It wasn't like a super competition or, you know, your enemies or anything like that. We actually worked together, and, you know, as far as trying to find problems and, you know, help each other out with that kind of stuff. And, so it worked out really well. So back in those days, that was our Google.
There you go, the research department.
And we trusted them more than we do Google. So, I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can give them a call out there. Now, let me tell you, 850, I don't remember the number out there. I'll never call it. 941 I don't know, I have to look it up.
Okay. Research department.
It's kind of funny because I had a person call my cell phone yesterday, and they said, "Hey, I cannot get a hold of anybody out at Georgetown, so I'm calling you."
my phone number is listed on.
I don't even have the phone number listed on this paper anymore because the best way to get a hold of them is to go to georgetowncollege.edu and go to that chat feature.
That's right.
Yep. I can't remember that number, but I will get it next time. So y'all try to call out there and not get an answer. That's bad. Is that bad publicity? Nobody answers a phone at Georgetown.
I don't know it either.
I did not say that.
I know I did. Hey, you know what? I'm in charge of YouTube, so.
There you go.
I don't
be nice.
Right. Oh my gosh. I'm very outspoken. Anyway.
I've always wondered about thinking you're so shy.
Yeah.
And demure.
I am, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a shy person.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. But we're having
Stephanie's
a great.
Stephanie's listening. She knows better.
We're having
morning,
a great
Steph.
Week out there at Georgetown. I do want to mention something that was really interesting. I got a text message from one of my dual enrolled students' moms.
Oh.
She sent me a picture.
Uh-huh.
It was me on my Harley.
Uh-oh.
And a little kid behind me at a Reimagine event.
Oh, wow.
And it said the picture, and all it said was, "Is this you?" And I'm thinking, oh, is that good or is that bad? I said, yes, that is me.
Huh.
And I said, it looks like that's at a Reimagine event. And we used to do that back in the day. George Stone would go to those also with our big van we have. We had a big old motorhome thing, and we'd go out and hand up stuff to the people in Reimagine events.
Mm-hmm.
It would go into the lower income neighborhoods and typically a school
right.
property.
Mm-hmm.
And they would hold the events and they'd give away food and diapers
nice.
and all these different things. And we used to take the Harleys out there, or motorcycles. I'm not just going to just say Harleys because we had different groups of people out there with us. For a group of people I was associated with, it was a motorcycle club called Broken Chains.
Uh-huh.
And we did this through church groups and stuff, and we'd give kids rides, right?
Oh, wow.
So the mom sent me this picture, and I said, yeah, that's me. And then sent me another picture of her daughter, which is the student in my class's sister, on another motorcycle at the same event.
Oh, my goodness.
Years and years and years
wow.
ago, that I remember that. So that
wow.
was pretty cool,
that
you know,
cool.
to see that on there. Yeah.
That is cool.
So I thought that was worth mentioning, and, you know, the memories and the things that we do. I actually got the motorcycle group with Reimagine because George Stone was doing Reimagine.
Oh, that, of course,
so
that
then
sense.
I started saying, hey, I bet we can do this, and we were riding the motorcycles. We were taking people for rides on motorcycles.
That's
little
neat.
Kids. It was
they
pretty
would
cool.
Loved it,
so,
I'm
yeah.
sure.
So that's back in the days. We're doing a lot of electrical wiring around the school, around the class right now when mm-hmm. the students are in electrical wiring, learn how to troubleshoot electrical systems and things like that. So it's been a pretty good week. We packed in 3 days, 4 days and 3 days this week because we were out for teacher planning on Monday.
On Monday, of course.
Yep. So, yeah. So if you got a call or question, don't listen to me rattle off these phone numbers that I don't have in my head. 850-437-1620 is
the
number.
Got that one right.
Yeah, I got that one right.
Yep.
And, give us a call or a text. 850-437-1620 is the phone number, and we're more than happy to answer your questions for you or take your comments or anything like that. So how was your week at Key Marine so far?
Well, the week is just progressing. Of course, the warmer weather is coming upon us, and I've talked in the previous shows about a lot of the changes we've made around the shop to get even better, to, you know, adding the extra technicians there to now we're up to 6 of them, and they're all qualified.
That's
and
a lot.
It is. I mean, it's more than we've used in the past and all. And, well, I had mentioned that Chance Kellogg had come back to the team, and he's fitting right in. Of course, hit the ground running, and we're really glad he's back. We made a lot of changes as far as to be able to accommodate the extra people in our large facility over there. It looks kind of small from the road, but we handle a huge volume. And I wanted to also touch on the fact that, you know, maybe a lot of people don't realize that our labor rate for an OEM shop is lower than most of the other places I know of. I don't know of any of them that's as low as us and all. And I think we're able to accomplish that by, you know, just being efficient and the volume that we do. And also, I've mentioned in the past that we are a repower facility and we don't have a big, you know, new boat lines around the yard, that there's costs incurred with that and all. And we're really not trying to get rich over there. We're just trying to provide a service and a level of quality that can't be beat in this town at a price that people can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, like I said, you know, none of us are really rich over there, but I like to feel good about that because it does still add up, and people are always concerned about that. They don't expect, you know, these higher bills that they get and all. They don't always realize exactly what's wrong with their boat, but we're doing everything in our power to make that as affordable as possible.
Well, yeah. The thing that's good is you have a reputation of integrity.
Yes,
because I'm sure there's people out there that will take advantage of those of us that don't know a darn thing about a boat.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
But if you've
that's
got people you trust
happen.
And have integrity yeah. and knowing that you hire the folks that Stephan trains at Georgetown Technical College and that you have a great team, that your guys are certified, because
yep.
you've talked often about how they continue to keep up to date with the technology, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And hey, did you hear the show?
I was listening to it.
Yeah.
Five people at our place now that came from Georgetown and from one way or another, including the owner.
So, yeah. I didn't train Mickey, but
Still, that's amazing when you think about it.
So it's very
but he
valuable.
Did go to Georgetown a long, long time ago.
Yeah, so, that's amazing. Yep. So it tells you that they've had a good education. They're prepared to go to work.
And we teach the integrity part of it too. You know, mm-hmm. when people think about an instructor over at Georgetown, you think about, oh, we're only teaching Marine Service Technology. We're only teaching HVAC. We're not. We're teaching a lot of life skills that people really don't have a lot mm-hmm. of times, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it gets down to how to dress, how to speak.
Sure.
You know, those kind of things. And how not to take advantage of a customer. I talk about that a lot. You know, when you're troubleshooting something and you don't get it quite right and you don't charge the customer for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I try to teach that so when they do go out into the field, they understand this is not how we do things. We make sure that we take care of the customer and take care of the people that are working around me too.
Right.
So it works out really good when we do that. So.
And gain their trust. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a huge thing. I know anything I deal with in life, if I find somebody that I can trust that does something that I don't do, I'm going to stay with them. And I think our reputation's out there. And Mickey, let me add one other thing about Mickey. Maybe you didn't know this, but he actually left Georgetown. And whenever he was at Harborview, he became, if not the youngest OMC Master Tech in the state, but one of the youngest. And I believe he was like a student of the quarter or something there as well.
Oh, so what does OMC stand for?
It's
Outboard Marine Corporation.
Obsolete there you go. Corporation. These acronyms, I got to make sure I know what y'all are talking
Johnson
about.
Johnson Evinrude stuff.
Okay.
A lot of people relate to that. But, and he was a big time. He obviously learned integrity from not only himself, but from Georgetown as well, and passed that along. When I came to Key Marine, that was one of the big transformations there was, you know, you do things right mm-hmm. the way they should be done. Sometimes it's a little bit more expensive, but we're always concerned about the customer's best interest and, you know, their bottom line. Sometimes it does cost. I mean, we are defying most laws of physics by being on the water to begin with. We were never designed to be there, so it does cost to be out there.
But you get what you pay for in that situation, right? So you want to make sure that your boat is in good shape, it's safe, it's seaworthy, and it's going to make it back home.
Okay, so I'm home now. I've had my boat parked in the driveway with a tarp over it. Take that tarp off. What's the next step? What do I do to get ready for the season?
So for me, my first thing is I'm going to do a visual. I'm going to take the cover off my boat. I'm going to look at the upholstery. I'm going to look for any kind of, where it's might be dirty or mold or anything like that. I hope
squirrels.
I don't see any of that.
Squirrels. Yes.
Definitely squirrels. Definitely cats. Cats will wreak havoc on upholstery.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They like to use upholstery for they'll spray on them and they'll use upholstery for scratching boards.
I didn't even think of that.
I've pulled canvas off of boats and it's just ripped apart.
Oh, no.
Just by a cat living in there over the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes a problem. You know, and of course, the second thing is check your oil levels and all that. Check your battery. Make sure all the connections are tight and that. Just give a good visual. Part of troubleshooting and taking care of your boat is visual inspection. And look at your trailer really good. Make sure your tires are inflated. Grease your wheel bearings, that kind of stuff. Any of that you can't handle, take it to Key Marine. I don't recommend taking it to Key Marine with a dirty boat. Okay, get your boat cleaned up before you take it over there, because here's the kind of way I look at it. If a customer brings me a nasty, dirty boat, you know, it's hard to work on that boat and to show love for that boat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If the customer don't love the boat enough to clean it, when they bring it to you, it tends to be a problem. I mean, it really
maybe
does.
Maybe they have the expectation that you'll clean it.
Yeah, but that's not what we really do. You know, that's a detailer and that kind of stuff.
We clean
now, they'll clean a boat, you know.
Yeah.
We take care of our mess, but we're not detailing a boat when we're done with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's good to know.
You take it back to a point of when it came in to that certain point. But detailing a boat, it takes extra time, extra labor. And when you're working around a boat that has all this nastiness on it, maybe all the things that you keep in the boat are everywhere, and you're having to work around that, that is adding more time to your bill anyway.
Well, that's true.
So, so I recommend giving it a good look over, and then what you're not comfortable with, take it over to Key Marine on Bower Road and let them get your boat ready to go for the season. So,
Bill, do y'all do a kind of annual check like that when someone wants to bring their boat in and they don't have a problem they're aware of, but they just want you to take a look at it before they put it in the water? Do y'all do that?
We can. It's really not common. I would add that one of the things they should probably do, too, is hook up their battery charger before they try and crank the motor. But, anything that they're needing, we can do. But, you know, if it's something we feel like they can handle, you know, we're probably going to say, why don't you save the money and do this yourself and give them the advice over the phone on how to do that. I spend a lot of time, you know, giving people advice and answering questions about running issues and stuff, even if we're not working on it. We're doing everything we can to help them out.
And what's the best number? Would that be that 492 number?
Yes, 850-492-0487.
Yeah, she's testing our memory this morning. How about this number? 850-941-6200 is the number out at George Stone Tech.
There you go.
I had to go online and look that up.
You two are getting sharp on me. Uh-oh.
I'm like an automatic going to work and leaving. You know how that goes.
Yeah, yeah. So well, we don't even know our own numbers hardly anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Phones.
Yeah,
I don't even know
exactly. 850-437-1620. That is the number you can call if you have a question or comment. Also, you're going to give away something today, Bill. We're going to do that too.
We've got a giveaway. Yeah, we can do it now if you
okay,
want.
Let's do a giveaway, and then we're going to start on some other business as far as propping is concerned.
That sounds like a plan for sure. Well, we thought we'd ask another easy question today. We were wondering, what is the left side of the boat known in the marine industry? It's also known the same in the aviation industry. And the prize this week is a Mercury t-shirt and a Mercury keychain or credential lanyard that goes around your neck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. Okay, so you know the prize then is a Mercury t-shirt and a kind of a neck keychain deal. All you got to do is text in the answer to the question, which was?
The question is, what is the left side of the boat called in the marine industry?
Okay.
It's also the same in the aviation industry.
Okay, yeah. That's a pretty easy question, y'all. 850-437-1620.
And I'll tell them an easy way to remember it whenever they,
Okay, so I'm going to watch that, and while I'm doing that, tell them some of the other things that you're looking for when you're bringing that boat in and putting it in the water for the first time.
Well, like Stefan said, you know, of course, we're going to check all the levels of all everything there. Most of the time when they're bringing it to us, we're going to do a service and a water pump if needed, checking all the batteries, load testing them to make sure they're fine, and, of course, cranking it up, hooking our computer to it, looking at all the data that's there, seeing if there's anything that we can head off before it becomes a major issue. But, yeah, generally stuff like that.
Okay, when you're sending in your guesses, I want you to also please add your name and your email for me. Okay, yep. I've got a couple coming in, so one was wrong, believe it or not. So,
really?
So
they need to listen to Boat Smart a little
bit. That's right, 850-437-1620.
You know, understanding that question is very important when you're out navigating in the water because, you know, it's very important to know the right and left of the boat, the back of the boat, what the lights indicate. All these things are very important to have safe boating out on the water.
Sure is.
So, yeah,
that's the way everyone communicates. Yep. I will give a hint. It does have the answer we're looking for has the same amount of letters as left.
Oh, that almost gives it away then. Okay. Yeah. All right, we do have a winner. It looks like I don't have the name, but I'll give you the last four digits of the phone number. So congratulations to the winner. The answer was port.
Port.
Yes, that's correct.
Port side. And the winner's last four digits is an 850 number ending in 5129. So if you would, please send me your name and your email, and then you'll be able to pick up your prize at Key Marine Center, which is cool because you could get Bill to give you a tour.
Yeah, either me or Dustin, we can. Yeah, come on out to 5621 Bower Road over there on the west side of town.
Okay. All right, so we have a winner, and we'll do this every Friday. We've been doing a fun little trivia question and having a prize every Friday.
Yeah, we're trying to make that happen. We were talking about repowering boats and stuff, and one of the questions or things I talked about a few weeks ago was propping the boat.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we go from a two-stroke to a four-stroke. You may increase horsepower, different things like that. So I wanted to touch on that. You and I had talked about doing that. And we're probably not going to get through every aspect of propping a boat today. We can continue this next week. But explain to the listeners the science and the tricks of propping a boat, because there's a little science, there's a little luck, there's a little bit of looking back at different boats and things that you've ran with certain horsepowers and props that you put on them as well. So let's talk about propping and kind of give them an idea how important that is.
It is very important. That's the one big time variable that can be there. And these motors aren't shipped with props on them or propellers, except for the very low horsepower ones do come with propellers. But the reason why it's so important is you want to have the motor operating at its peak efficiency. So that means that it has to be able to operate in its RPM range as it's designed for, and all that. And that affects the how quick the boat can, you know, accelerate out of what we call the hole, you know, when it's just idling along and jumps up on plane, and to give it the optimum top-end performance. And at Key Marine, when we do repower your boat, that's part of it. We're going to take it out. We usually have, you know, like Stefan said, we have a pretty good idea of what's probably going to be on there just from a lot of experience. Each horsepower range usually is going to fall within a certain pitch is what's, you know, the big thing there is pitch. And what pitch is, it's how far this propeller can travel through the water. Theoretically, you know, if it's a 19 pitch, that's 19 inches if there's no slip involved. And back to the prop itself, that's what actually develops the thrust. And, you know, the propeller was actually designed way back by Leonardo da Vinci, was the one that first sketched that out and you know, came up with it, the fact that it develops low pressure on the front side of the blades and then high pressure on the back side. And that's really what enables it to go. And there are a lot of variables like Stefan had talked about.
Yeah, so it's actually a prop is kind of like an airplane wing in a way. It creates low and high pressure on it in order for it to move the boat forward. So when you're talking about pitch and how far the boat is actually going to move, so if you were to rotate a prop in a solid, let's say it's a 12-pitch prop, mm-hmm. in a solid matter, like in a something,
block of clay or something.
Okay.
You should move. It's like a screw moving through the water, right? So in one revolution of the prop, in theory, your boat should move 1 foot or 12 inches.
Okay, that makes
sense.
With
a 12-pitch prop. Yeah. But you take that way further than that. You talk about the diameter prop, the actual type of prop. There's many different kinds. You have aluminum, stainless steel, what other?
Rake, cup.
Yeah, plastic. I mean, there's so many different types of props out there that it can be complicated to prop out a boat. The importance of it is that you want your boat to run the best it can through all RPM ranges. That's coming off of idle onto plane, through the mid-range, and then at wide open throttle. All these factors can help you in longevity of the engine as far as the way the engine can perform through its life, but also is going to help you with fuel economy and so many different factors.
Yep, that's true. And, you know, they actually have come out, and I can't think of it right now, Stefan, the actual name, but the propeller's actually been the same design for a long time now. Just the number of blades on it has to do with the balance of it. The more blades that are on it, the more balanced it normally is, but the efficiency drops. And so a one-bladed prop would have the most efficiency but the most vibration, and then it goes from there.
Right. So when you think about propping and you think about these terms, the diameter of the prop, you think about the pitch of the prop, the rake of the prop, which is how far back the blades are raking back on the propeller. You talk about the cup, which is another factor on that we have on the prop. So as we get into the next few weeks, we're going to kind of touch on these little areas.
I love this. It's
and
so
how important it is to keep your boat running for long term and making sure you have the best, you know, best running boat through all its RPM range. And we also touch on what happens when you don't have the right prop on there. So, you know, or somebody changes a prop. Yeah.
This is great. I love hearing this.
So we'll
talk
about
I'm getting
that.
An education. I don't even have to go to your class.
Yeah. And so you get a free education today.
I love it. Yep. I love it. It's awesome.
And, you know, so we're going to talk about that. And that way you'll be more familiar and you can understand what's going on with your boat
mm-hmm.
as far as propping is concerned. And Key Marine takes care of that for you.
Excellent.
Okay, so they make sure your boat's running right with the correct prop on it. So
okay.
And there are a few things provided by the manufacturers that put you in the right direction with this particular motor, and they've done some testing. But really, at the end of the day, to know, it's very rare that the absolute best prop that's made in this universe is on that boat, because so much testing would have to be done. So we get it really close in what we think. And when he talked about rake and cup, those are usually more high-performance terms where, you know, faster boats and where the diameter gets bigger is in mm-hmm. the bigger boats and non-planing holes, some of that stuff. So the variables are endless there. But, yeah, we do have a lot of expertise is getting you really as close to the absolute best there can be.
Okay.
So, yeah, we appreciate the text today. Thank you very much for that. The right and wrong answers. Keep listening to the show, and we'll get you on the right track.
Absolutely. So, just in time for the
season. Just in time.
And congratulations to Jason, who won the swag bag.
Thanks for listening, Jason.
All you got to do now is go by Key Marine Center, located over at 5621 Bower Road. Their number, 850-492-0487. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Happy boat smarting.